The prominent role played by drag queens in the opening ceremonies for the Paris Olympics was created to display France's inclusivity and showcase the French LGBTQ+ community. James LePerlier, president of a group called InterLGBT, says the transgender community, quote, has difficulty being heard. He told ABC News, "We are far from what the ceremony showed. There's much progress to do in society regarding transgender people. Is it progress to offend Christians all over the world who are watching the Olympics?" The program's parody of The Last Supper featured 18 drag queens and dancers posing behind a long table with the Seine and Eiffel Tower in the background. It mocks a central event of Christianity. The Last Supper was Christ's final meal with his 12 disciples when he instituted Holy Communion. The ceremony's director, Thomas Jolly, previewed the opening in an interview with British Vogue. Mr. Jolly, who is gay, says his measure for the production's success is if everyone feels represented by it. Everyone? Not according to best-selling author and cultural commentator Rod Dreher. Right, he responded, except for Christians, whose most sacred moments must be mocked for the sake of queer inclusion. American Catholic Bishop Robert Barron, founder of Word on Fire Ministries, has lived in Paris. He wonders, would they ever have dared mock Islam in a similar way? Arsonists are burning down churches all over France. As Rod Dreher points out, mosques are going up in France at the same rate that churches are coming down. And yet, he writes, the contemptible elites who rule France stage this kind of blasphemous spectacle, attacking the ancestral faith of France and what Christians still remain there. Christianity is declining in the West. Normally, when LGBT interests are elevated, Christianity loses. It's becoming apparent that Christians are no longer welcome in this culture. Rod Dreher concludes, the enemy knows what time it is. Do we? For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.